This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to episode 411 of The Lab. I'm Brad Barton.
I'm Phil Barton.
This is one in our continuing series on money and economics. If you'd like to catch the other episodes, you can find them by visiting thelabwithbrad.com.
At what point grand journey of mucus and mayhem?
Mucus and mayhem. Do you, my new band.
Tell me how to get rich quick.
Yeah, we've been studying money quite a while and haven't made any.
I know.
I do want to mention that Phil has a show.
Yeah, I do.
Called Episode 1. You can find our latest attempt at it by going to brothersbarton.net.
Mm.
We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/thelabwithbrad. And I swear, stuff is coming soon.
Great we lie.
Speak for yourself over there.
What? Yeah.
Fire pants.
I don't believe you. That's all I'm saying. Oh, yeah.
We are talking about money. And today we're talking about banks and banking and the history thereof.
Oh, okay.
Which I think we could make a whole sub-series on, but we're going to do a nice little outline here.
Okay. Right? Right.
First evidence of banking comes from ancient Mesopotamia.
Blah, okay.
Actually, Babylon, Sumer, and also India.
Okay.
Which is not part of Mesopotamia.
They're neighbors? Yeah.
About 2000 BC.
Jeez, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't even using coins for money yet.
Somebody figured out, yeah. If I'm a banker, then I get to hold all the money.
Again, I'm getting kind of different stories here. Seems like the temples was a place where everybody would store everything.
Okay.
And you could borrow from the temple what you needed at the time.
Okay, yeah.
So if you need some bread or some grain to make into some bread, you go to the temple and they jot down, this is actually the birth of writing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What you owe them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you come back with, I don't know, fish.
Right, something fair market value.
Yeah, yeah, traded in for the equivalent. You can't keep the fish in the temple all that long.
I ain't even thinking that. They also invented snow globes. Not snow. How do you carry a fish? You know, the tanks, yes.
The aquarium.
Yes.
Okay, I see how you got snow globe out of that. There's a couple of left steps, but okay.
Oh, my brain is rotting.
The little known snow globe fish. The Greeks get in on this, also using their temples, but they also had private money lenders.
Okay.
They come up with the first standardized coins.
Okay, yes.
So lending gets a little easier if you don't have to go, okay, how many
fish
sheep?
Does it? Yeah. You got this much grain, and you brought in a tuchus? What was it?
A tuchus. The little known tuchus fish. The Romans, across their empire, established a network of banks.
That, yes.
And so they actually had bills of exchange where they'd write down what you're going to get from the other bank when you get there.
Yes, okay.
China was doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it actually in episode 410.
Cool.
But that actually turned into paper money.
Right, right.
And speaking of paper money,
uh-huh.
We did.
Well, yes, we did.
On Monday. Our sponsors today include muddy roads, spinning tires, and a lack of direction.
Okay.
That's largely how I felt about this segment on money and economics.
Yeah.
I've never really taken a close look at it before, so I've been a little lost.
Mm-hmm.
But just this morning, I finally figured out sort of a general picture and a direction to head in.
Oh, okay.
And I'm glad we at least started with how money, you know, currencies.
Yeah.
That's
perfect. Perfect English, yes.
This means that what I was planning to do for Monday is write out. And so I thought I'd at least answer the question of who gets to print money.
Okay, yes. This is tough. I mean, yeah, I don't get it.
Well, the short answer is that the U.S. Mint makes coins.
Okay.
And the U.S. Department of the Treasury's Bureau of Engraving and Printing.
Okay.
There's a mouthful for you.
No kidding.
They do the paper money.
Okay.
I have here from somebody a list of the steps involved in making money.
Oh.
Isn't always there, but step one is design.
Okay. Right.
Here are the players.
Oh.
The Federal Reserve Board.
Okay.
The Federal Reserve Banks.
Mm-hmm.
The Bureau of Engraving and Printing.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
And the United States Secret Service.
Oi? Well, okay. Aren't they the... Yeah, they're tough guys. What do they do?
They are counterfeit.
Oh, yeah.
It's under their jurisdiction, at least when it's happening in large amounts.
Okay.
So the first thing that happens is somebody comes up with a design.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets battered back and forth between the Federal Reserve, the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, and again, the Secret Service.
Okay.
I assume the Secret Service is making sure that this new design for a paper bill isn't overly easy to fake.
Okay. That makes sense.
Second thing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
The Federal Reserve places an order.
Okay.
For new currency.
Oh, okay.
Good. This is based on a lot of things like how much currency do you think you're going to need that's new? How much currency is probably getting destroyed by banks?
Okay.
Or occasionally, if one bill is replacing another, they might throw away a lot of the old bills in favor of the brand new design.
Okay. Okay.
Then there's production.
All right.
The Bureau of Engraving and Printing prints it.
Okay.
And that's done in Washington, D.C. and Fort Worth in Texas.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, next they have to get it from the places where it was printed to the Federal Reserve Bank branches.
Ugh, okay.
Armored cars all the way.
Right. Or planes or who knows, right? Underground tunnels, I tell you.
Finally, step five, circulation. The Federal Reserve Banks move the money to various credit unions and savings and loan organizations and good old banks.
Yes, yes.
As far as who gets to create money,
strangely,
that seems to have a lot to do with banks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean by create money? Like,
I don't know. So the Roman Empire fell.
Oops.
Yeah, I mean, I know Monday we went totally to modern day, but yeah. Let's rewind. About 5th century, Common Era, Roman Empire falls.
Oh, somebody dropped it.
Yeah, so there was a lot less banking in medieval Europe, but they did pick it up around 1200 to 1300.
Oh, crap. Okay, yeah.
You're never going to believe who this is who picked it up first.
Chase.
Nope.
Thelonious.
Nope.
Was it the church?
The Knights Templar.
That counts.
They were a holy and militant order, but they started holding on to people's valuables while they went on their pilgrimages.
Okay. Well, just store your stuff with us. We got it.
It'll be fine. Don't ask questions. Things got more interesting in Italy later, but something that we just sort of said at the end of Monday. Money? Monday. It's funny I've never done that mistake before.
Money Monday.
We're talking about money. banks do make money. Create money.
Wait. Yeah. Like all out of nowhere?
It's weird sort of temporary money, and it is sort of out of nowhere when they lend you money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that money suddenly exists. They call it book money.
Oh.
But as you pay it back, that book money disappears again.
Okay.
They do end up with your interest payments and so forth.
So they're making money off of you.
Yes.
By giving you money that didn't exist in the first place.
Yes.
This couldn't go wrong.
No, it's fine.
Wow.
Well, it has gone wrong from time to time. In fact, we got a lot more to say about banks. Mm. But we also need to talk about the whole idea of credit and lending and debt.
Yeah, yeah.
And how governments raise money when they need to do something.
Right, right.
But we'll talk about that next time. See you then.
Bye.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.